Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Geek Vibes Live is rated G for geek.
Hey, this is Matt Lesher.
This is Phil Lamar.
Hey, this is Rodimore Taylor, a.k.a. the Penguin of Gotham. You are listening to Geek Vibes Live.
Here we go. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Geek Vibes Live interview. As always, I'm your host, Tia Fabi, and today we are going to be speaking with a very special guest named Eric Lopez, and you guys may know him from this really fun show on the CW called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. It is a hilarious show starring Rachel Bloom that is a hybrid between a sitcom, comedy, it's a musical. There's about two or four songs that get played each episode, and it's really just a great show, and I'm really excited to sit down and speak with Eric, who plays Hector on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Welcome, Eric Lopez.
Oh, hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you today?
I'm doing well. Feeling good.
Nice, nice. And I was just kind of doing a little introduction before you hopped on. You play Hector on the CW show. And really, I was talking about how it is this hybrid between a sitcom, comedy, musical. I really want to get your opinion on that. I mean, how did you feel when you first got cast onto the show that it was this musical of sorts?
Oh, man. Well, you know, we didn't really know what we were getting ourselves into. The only thing I had to go off of was watching Rachel Bloom's music videos that she made. I could kind of get a sense of just, you know, the comedic timing and the kind of like joking style that they're going for. It was really fascinating to see how the show kind of progressed, though, because I really started seeing like a lot of very nuanced jokes kind of play out. Like maybe in the very beginning, they didn't make complete sense. You're like, what's going on here? But then as the show started going on, the writing, the jokes, everything started making more and more sense, not only to the audience, but also to the cast members too. Cause a lot of times we're just like, what's going to happen next? And then we started getting it after a while.
Right, and I mean, Rachel Bloom is just hilarious in that role, extremely talented. How is it working with someone like that?
She is amazing. I mean, everything that I'm sure people probably assume that she's like a crazy hard worker, super smart, witty, and all that stuff, and that's all very, very true. She's also very, like, kind. Like, I know it's really, like, crazy, but she's one of those bosses that she does the delicate balance of being on top of her stuff, expecting others to be on top of their stuff, but also creating such a really cool and nurturing environment to like make you feel like you're contributing. You're not working like, it's not like a job. You actually feel like a family.
Oh, that's really cool to hear. And because you have been in all these seasons and you've developed it, how really have you developed the character Hector throughout your time on the series?
Yeah, it's been a wild ride. I mean, Hector originally started off being a stoner, and for the audition, I believe I wore a Hawaiian shirt and like a bandana or something. So I'm like, well, maybe he's like a surfer stoner. And sure enough, like that kind of made its way onto the actual show that he was a surfer. And then as time goes on, I think they didn't even really talk about the stoner thing. They just kind of like just focused more on the surfer and laid back part. And then, you know, he was living with his mom, and he had this, like, I wouldn't say it was an unhealthy relationship, but he definitely was not progressing as a person. You know, it's a very comfortable place, to be in the same place for a long time, whether that be living in one city or whether that be, living in one spot. So it's kind of been really cool to see him kind of branch out and go into this, I guess, new territory by, you know, getting into a relationship, getting married, having responsibilities and whatnot.
Yeah, and how did you, first of all, did you have any input on Hector's journey, or was that all the writers and how they envisioned his story going?
You know, I've got to give a lot of credit to the writers because they have probably seen this thing since, I think we're writing the finale, well, not we, but like, you know, the writers are doing the finale right now, and it's stuff that they've envisioned since the show. So they've definitely had this like lockdown vision of where everything's going to go. As far as Hector's concerned, he was definitely a character that it seems they kind of like brought on. So it's been kind of like a half and half. Like I would say like stuff that I'll bring to the table, I'll read what the writers wrote and try to elevate it. I'm like, okay, what other layer can I add here? Or what other ad lib or whatever in a situation that kind of gives, it peels back a layer of Hector, maybe gives, like, you know, if you're looking at it as a layer thing, it's like it's showing the audience one more piece of it. And eventually those things kind of become storylines. Maybe the way that the character reacts in certain scenes, or maybe the way that he interacts with certain characters can kind of spark something in the writers. And you'll see it in the rewrites too, like from the table read to the rewrites, how things kind of change and everything. But yeah, the writers are super awesome. They definitely, they've had this thing planned for so long.
And I really feel that putting Hector into this relationship with Heather really has kind of shifted that story. And how has it been with you and the actress who plays Heather, how you guys have developed the story, the relationship moving forward? Because you two just have such great on-screen chemistry together.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Yeah, she's really good. She's her name is Bella, and she was one of those people that whenever we never got a chance to be in the same scene together, and we always joked around because we both had such like laid back, like friend personality on the show, each character did, that we were like, man, that'd be so crazy if we had like a scene together, like what would even happen? And I think that was something that we kind of like openly pitched out loud. So I don't know if they like took into account that, but yeah, it's really cool working off her because, you know, she's such a giving actor, and as is a lot of people on the show, like everyone's just so giving. So it's just really cool to work off people, and just, it really does feel like playing.
And that's really awesome to hear, you know. So to kind of address the elephant in the room, as you said before, they're really working on the finale of this. And Crazy Ex-Girlfriend was one of those shows from the CW, along with a personal favorite of mine, iZombie, that was given another season, but that would be its last season, which is really unfortunate. So I would love to know, I mean, kind of how did you feel when you heard the news that this latest season was going to be the last season?
You know, to be honest, since season one, we were always on edge about whether we were going to get picked up or not. But since season one, they always told us that the plan is to go four seasons. And they wanted to just hopefully get to that point because we were having trouble with ratings, like live ratings. But then you turn around and then a lot of people are watching it on Netflix and or through the CW app. So it was kind of crazy to, like, you know, hear, oh, the ratings weren't good, but, like, the critics love it. And everywhere you go, people are like, hey, I know you from this show. So I'm like, okay, so either the ratings are, you know, true and everyone that watches the show is in Los Angeles, or the ratings are don't really tell the whole story. And there's a lot more people watching this, but they're watching it, like, on Netflix. And I think that's what CW saw. They just saw the fan base just go crazy for every song, and they saw the critics really loved it and how they responded. So, yeah, we were more surprised to get another season renewed than we were about the ending, really. But, yeah, it's definitely bittersweet. So we've known that it's going to come to an end in season four, but, yeah, it's definitely bittersweet.
And I do get what you're saying with CW and the live viewership, because not everyone really does sit down when the show first airs and watches it. A lot of people do go back, watch it on the app, watch it on Netflix. I mean, that's how I even got hooked onto the show, sitting in my friend's apartment, and she was like, I'm going to put on this great show. You're going to love it. And that was my introduction to Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. So it is a new era that we're moving into, that the live viewership isn't really the true tale of how people feel about these series.
Right.
Yeah. And
no, for sure. Yeah.
And it's interesting that you said that they always had the idea that you guys were going to go four seasons, and you are in the final season right now. Do you have any insight what you can offer fans, what we should expect from the upcoming final episodes?
Oh, the final episode. I mean, obviously I can't give away storylines, but they will not be disappointed. And I think that's one of the things about this show, like, even, you know, spoiler alert for people that have not watched season four yet, but we introduce Greg again as a reimagined version of him. And I think that was one of the biggest things that, you know, that I was worried about. And I think a lot of people were worried about, because it's so delicate to, like, do something like that. So the same kind of delicacy that it takes to reintroduce a character, but, like, with a new actor, it's just as tough to do an ending properly for a series. And, you know, I think time and time again, they've just continuously like have killed it. They've literally come through in the clutch, and I am super excited. I purposely asked them to not tell me. They're like, do you want to know the ending? I was like, maybe not, because I just love the feeling of being at the table read and just, like, seeing, like, you read it once through or a couple times through before the table read, and then, like, you see the reaction really fresh on people's faces. So I don't know. I'm very excited to see the final thing, but I already know where it's kind of going. So the fans will not be disappointed, because I'm not disappointed by it. So, yeah, can't wait.
Oh, that's great to hear. And with that happening, do you see, though, that maybe, because this is kind of, we see this a lot happening with shows that have been kind of gone for a few years. Do you think that there would be an opening for maybe in a few years down the line for there not to be maybe a reboot or a revival, but maybe, like, get a musical movie going on of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend?
Yeah. You know, I can't talk from, like, insider knowledge, because that's all on Rachel and Aline if they want to continue pursuing that. I think definitely probably if they decided to keep going with this, they would probably do something that was more of a one-off thing, like a movie or like a special, or even, like, you know, doing some kind of play or something like that, like if they can get it on on a stage. That would be really cool to do a show. Obviously, if that's in the future, I don't know if necessarily they would have us actors, you know, being in the play or anything. But that's something that I can definitely see, because it's such a cool world that they created. And, I mean, everyone that works on the show just loves the characters, the storyline, the musical numbers and everything. There's such an opportunity there to really do something else.
Right. And, you know, Rachel Bloom was on an episode of another CW show, iZombie, and we've seen other CW shows like The Flash, Arrow, kind of even reference the other shows on the network. Would there be a show on the CW besides Crazy Ex-Girlfriend that you would like to be a part of, or even cameo in an episode?
You know, funny enough, I'm a big, like, superhero fan. I would love to do something like on Flash or something like that. That'd be really cool. Or like Supergirl. I don't know. I'm always down to do stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know. I just love that, those kind of worlds. So, and I think that's one of the things that, as a guy, that's, you know, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is so great, because it does create these like fantasy type situations with the music videos and music scenes. It's funny, because the most unassuming people will, you know, I think the other day I was in an Uber or a Lyft, and there was this guy just blasting like death metal music. And he's like, "Hey man, where do I recognize you from?" And I'm like, "I don't know." And then he was like, "I know you from somewhere." And I was like, "Maybe Crazy Ex-Girlfriend? I don't know." And he was like, "Yeah, bro, I love that show." And I was like, "Are you serious?" So you always have moments like that that are really cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome, because it's one of those shows that I think brings in every single type of viewer. As you said, you had this one guy who would be completely unassuming as a fan, but he is. And that's just really awesome that you're recognized from this show so often by other people. The show, unfortunately, kind of coming to its own conclusion. What do you have planned next?
There's a lot of auditions.
Sorry.
Sorry, can you hear me? Lost you there for a second. left you in suspense. I actually just had an indie film released, and I was the lead in that, and that was a really, like, really cool thing to be a part of. It's called Flavor of Life, and it was recently released in January. So I'm looking to, you know, now that the show's ending, definitely looking to jump into something else, whether it be a film or a TV show, you know, a couple things like pending that I'm like, you know, I want to get my hands into, but yeah, we'll see where the year takes us.
Right. And what kind of, because Crazy Ex-Girlfriend was this like light, fun musical of sorts, do you see yourself wanting to shift more into a drama role, or do you want to kind of get more comedy roles as the time goes on?
Oh, I get enough drama in real life. Honestly, like I've done drama. It's funny, because everyone always thinks that I do mostly comedies, but like I've actually done quite a bit of like dramatic guest stars and co-stars. And then even this film that I was in, Flavor of Life, like that was a family drama, you know? It's always a breath of fresh air to get to work on a comedy, or especially like a musical comedy. But yeah, I was just telling this to my friend the other day. I was like, I've been watching a lot of romantic comedies, and I was like, if I can do like some kind of like new age romantic comedy, like a new version of like Lucy and Ricky or something like this. So, like, you know, I think that would be really cool, or like something that completely stays in the same realm of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, where it takes a lot of like typical stereotype stuff and it just flips it on its head. But yeah, with relationships and especially like young relationships and all the stigmas and everything that go into like millennials and whatnot, it'd be really cool to dive into that whole world.
Right. I mean, I can definitely see that if we did a, say, revival of I Love Lucy or something akin to that, that we could definitely have you in it. That would be great.
That's right. Yeah, I'd be the modern day Ricky, I guess.
You know, anyone who's listening to this, definitely make it happen, right?
Yeah, make it happen. For sure.
And do we know when the final episode of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is going to premiere?
I'm trying to look at the dates. I don't know that off the top of my head. I know it's like we just aired 10, I believe, and we're going into 11. So yeah, probably in March should be whenever finale airs. I'm thinking 6. Yeah, if not, there's a lot of talk about Valentine's Day, so I wonder if that's also too. Yeah, not off the top of my head. So I don't want to say a day and then people like are expecting it. But yeah, we have 17 episodes. And then, 17 episodes to do. So, yeah, should be good.
Nice. Awesome. Well, you know, I know that there's a lot of fans out there who are looking forward to it. You said, and I have no doubt that everyone's going to be really happy with what we see. And we're just really looking forward to the next chapter of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. You know, Eric, thank you so much for being on the show today, talking with me. I just really can't wait to see how everything wraps up and concludes.
Yeah, and it was a pleasure. I can't wait for you guys to find out as well. And I think, you know, one of the things I just want to reiterate is just like, it's just being so thankful to all the fans and everything, because it's amazing, like, to hear all these stories, because we do tackle a lot of issues that don't typically get talked about on TV. So it's just awesome to hear from the fan base, and it's awesome to hear, you know, people on the street just stopping you and being like, hey, this show really changed my life and I love it, or this song really resonated with me. That's our air right there. That's amazing to hear, because it keeps us going.
Exactly, and I think that if we can see it in shows that are a little lighter, these kind of issues, that hopefully as we move forward, more shows, more movies will tackle this and really start a conversation.
For sure. Yep, that's the goal.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again, Eric, and have a wonderful day. Again, this is Tia with Geek Vibes Nation. Thank you for joining us.
All right, take care.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.